Okay, good morning, everyone. Bill, Jim Hall, study today by flipping to Philippians chapter 3, if you have your Bibles. If not, I've got my Bible. I can guide our discussion. We got people coming in, coming out. So hold on one second here. All right. Let's see here. Again, today we're going to take a look at Philippians chapter 3. Have your Bibles handy. Actually, before we jump in, I want to do an exercise. Not moving, not that kind of exercise. I know that's what you're thinking. But towards the middle of our discussion, I want to do a self-assessment for you guys. It's something I've been doing myself as I study this text. I think it'll be helpful for you as you look at Philippians chapter. And here's the assessment. You go to the bottom of our Bible study sheet. You'll see two tables. One says your debits. On the other side, it says your credits. And what I want you to write down below that is on the your debit, this is accounting. By the way, I have an accounting degree, everyone. So that's why I'm twisted and strange and probably why you think I'm crazy. But I use this illustration because this is actually what Paul's doing accounting here in Philippians chapter 3. We'll see. It's a weird kind of accounting. What I want you to do is on your debits, you can write this down or you can just think about it. Under your debits, I want you to list the things that are not going well in your life right now. Okay? And I hear chuckles. What's not going well in your life right now? That bottom, your debits, your credits. Or just think about it. On the right-hand side, I'd like for you, your credits, what's going well in your life right now? Your debits, what's not going well? Your credits, what's going well? Just take 30 seconds, and then we'll get into our study here. This will help us later on our discussion. I'm going to do that too. All right, thank you. Yep. Go ahead and fill out the last couple. What's going well? What's not going well? Paul does this exact thing, I believe, as he's before he writes chapter 3. He takes a self-assessment, counting Paul does today. All right, the opening, to set our scene here, to get some discussion going. In the beginning of chapter 3, Paul speaks about the flesh. Here and often in Galatians, you know, when we hear flesh, we oftentimes think of sins of flesh, kind of, you know, that base term. Let's Paul use it. He's really describing here something different. Here and in Galatians and Romans, the flesh is actually pride of physical descent. Okay, that's what it means, cherished by the Jews. As this passage makes clear, he knew all about it from the inside. This had been his pride too. Ancestry and all that went with it was very important in the ancient world, as it is in many societies in our day. Jews of the first century who could trace their ancestry back 2,000 years to the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and who knew which of Jacob's 12 sons they were descended from, such people were understandably... so the easiest way that you could determine this was around Jesus' day, if you were a Jew, you not only said your name, but you'd also say what tribe you had descended from. That was kind of like your passport. It proved that you were, you're with Asher, you're with Benjamin. The Jews knew this. It was kind of that stamp that, man, I'm approved. You should accept what I'm going to say. But their natural human pleasure at the thought of such a remarkable family history had become, from Paul's point of view, the dangerous boast. All of this, they were superior, automatically and forever, to all those who didn't share it. So our first question for today, I want to just get us talking here. Can you think of a time that someone expressed that they were superior to you? Or maybe they didn't mean to, but they just came across as this, you've got to listen to me. How did you take that and how did you respond? Thoughts there? Has anyone ever expressed superiority to you, and how did that come across to you? Sharon?
It was someone I worked with who was a manager, and he let me know that he was superior.
Okay.
And I guess maybe I didn't handle it well. I took it upon myself that I was inferior.
Okay.
So I suffered mental depression.
Ooh.
And through a couple years of therapy, I've never been the same again.
Sharon shares that she had someone that was a manager that just said, I'm the manager, and she felt inferior, and it caused kind of a steep depression. Thanks for sharing. Ruth.
My brother one time told me that he had a degree. He had got a community college, and he was doing business management. And he said, but I'm older than him. I'm a big sister. And I did a couple of degrees also because I was much more secure in my mind than he was.
Great example. Ruth says she had a brother that would say that he had a special degree from school, and he kind of reminded this Ruth Mosier, and he'd always remind her that he had that. How'd that make you feel?
Like I said, I've been there before. I knew he wasn't as secure as his life.
Sure.
And so,
Ruth says she considered the source. So, very good. All right. So, again, this is kind of at the heart of where we're at here is Paul's talking about, and by the way, when Paul, we're going to see his list, his pedigree. Paul knew what it was. He's going to list it here. This is a great list here in this beginning text of Philippians chapter from the tribe of Ben. And he knows that. And he knows that that's where he comes from. But you notice when Paul speaks, when he writes, he doesn't speak from a position of superiority, I think. He speaks from the perspective of brokenness. You understand what I'm saying? Paul said, I am a servant of Jesus Christ. He highlights how he's broken more than, hey, I have this position. Hey guys, I did this in my past. Just listen to me. So anyway, that's a great lesson for us to take away in general. Will people respond better to us when we approach them with brokenness from ourself, from where we're at? It, in other words, we're expressing that I'm broken. I'm not perfect, but I have something to share with you. Or does it work to say, man, I'm perfect. My history is excellent. You better listen to me. That doesn't work, does it? So the Bible presents broken people writing letters to other people. Very rarely does it have superior people saying, boom, better listen to me because I've done amazing things. All right.